Call today.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Dean here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We'll talk about a dirty little state trooper here in a few moments, but we've got to go to the phones first and talk to Vincent, on the amplifier line. Hello there.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk about World War II, but before I do that, I wanted to mention for people that want to get active in the Ron Paul campaign, a great way to do that is to go to www.meetup.com.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there are 117 nationwide Ron Paul Meetup activist groups.
Great.
A local one was created here in San Diego over the weekend, and we've already got like 45 people we're going to be meeting this week to figure out some stuff to do to support his campaign. But actually, he's got the most, the candidate with the second most is Barack Obama with only 67. So just goes to show how much real grassroots support he has, as opposed to, you know, Fox News saying that we just have a bunch of cell phones.
Every single interview I've seen him on since the debate, and there's only been two of them, I think, but the ones that I've seen him on, they make a point of mentioning over and over again of how Ron Paul with us here, you're not doing very well in the polls, so at 1%, you know, they always love to throw that in there as though, you know, it's hurting him, as though the people watching are going to dismiss what he has to say as a result of that. And I think that anybody that's already seen what Ron Paul has to say is going to listen with rapt attention to what it is that comes out of his mouth.
That's right. We're just going to get out there and let people know that he's here.
Right, because I mean, he's got something important to say. It's something drastically different from what every other candidate is saying, and Americans, I think, are picking up on it, at least the ones that are paying attention. And the ones that aren't paying attention are going to inevitably hear things from their friends who are paying attention.
Right.
And they're going to wonder why somebody is somebody who prior to this election wasn't excited at all about government and politics and voting, all of a sudden now is excited, because I can see Ron Paul as being that motivating factor, being that candidate out there who is going to turn out the unwashed masses,
absolutely,
but
that's the silent
majority.
All my friends and family are saying about me. I mean, I'm totally anti-political, anti-politician, and for them to hear me say a good thing about a politician is like mind-blowing for them.
Yeah, I just saw yesterday, at least, he had more subscribers on YouTube than any other candidate in the race.
Well, I saw that too, and I'm a little concerned about that number, because they've sort of been pushing that number, and Ron Paul has a very active online group of people. And I think that now that those people have been tuned into the YouTube number, they themselves are going and downloading the YouTube message to run the number up. So,
well, maybe, but still, he's got better activists.
What's that?
Wouldn't the other people be doing? Wouldn't the Obama people be saying, "Oh my gosh, Ron Paul's beating us. We got to go on now and sign up"?
No, maybe not.
Maybe his numbers haven't been moving like Ron Paul's have.
They may very well.
Basically, Ron Paul kind of got near Obama, and then bam, shot out in front in like a day.
Well, you know,
3,000.
In regards to the other candidates, their motivations may not be the same. I mean, they've got the millions and millions of dollars, and they've got all the press attention that they can muster, and so they may just simply be taking more of a wait and see approach, a rest on our laurels approach. Who is this Ron Paul guy? He's not going to do anything. Just a bunch of internet activists. They could be telling themselves the same excuses that the news reporters are using on the air, and using that to justify not paying attention to Ron Paul, when in fact he really is a threat to them. Vincent, any other thoughts?
Oh yeah,
World War II, right?
Yeah, I know that I've heard you guys talk about World War I and how, you know, American intervention in that, it was actually very bad thing both for America and for the rest of the world.
Yes,
and I hear that being said a lot more, but I wanted to sort of take the same tack to World War II, because when you talk to people about war, World War II is always the one that, you know, people come out and say, "Oh yeah, that's the just war. That's the war we should have fought."
It's the big one. Hitler was killing off Jews. Not that we knew that ahead of time, because you see, it's sort of like
is that a fact.
What's that?
We didn't know that before.
Well, of course we didn't know that ahead of time. It's the same as Abraham Lincoln and the slaves. Abraham Lincoln didn't sign the Emancipation Proclamation until 2 years after the war began. He held out an olive branch to the southern states of making slavery the law of the land, the whole country, before they seceded. Abraham Lincoln's no abolitionist.
Right.
But, that's the other war that will look just to people.
And so what I wanted to say about World War II is to look at the consequences of World War II, just like we look at the consequences of World War I and see what was so terrible about it.
Okay.
For example, U.S. Involvement in World War I, you know, we were supposed to save Europe from fascism, you know, but look at what actually happened. What actually happened is the aid that we gave to the Soviet Union led the Soviet Union to take over all of Eastern Europe for the next 50 years, whereas if America hadn't gotten involved, we could let fascism and communism sort of bleed each other dry while
right.
we get
That's
rich,
true.
You know, set a great example for the rest of the world.
And Harry Brown pointed out when he was still alive in a couple of articles about this that after World War One and the was it the Treaty of Versailles in
yes.
that particular case, they basically they ejected the German chancellor or whatever the high
Bismarck, right?
I don't know who it was, but they ejected the top guy over there from the country basically,
yeah.
and essentially made room for a strong man.
Right, and the other side of it is the same thing with Japan. You know, like America had an embargo on Japan because Japan was attacking China, and the government didn't want Japan to have too much influence. But look what the result of was stopping that war. We have China becomes all the supplies go to Mao Zedong, and he takes over the country into communist control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, creates a bunch of communist countries in Southeast Asia and kills 50 million people. Is that worse than Japan having a war with China where, again, they probably would have had an equitable peace or bled each other dry eventually? No,
yep.
It's way worse.
You're absolutely right, Vincent. Once again, had the United States government actually heeded the words of the founding fathers, we wouldn't have found ourselves in those affairs, and our troops would, you know, they'd still be alive. They would have had kids and grandchildren, and our country would have been better off as a result of
and
it.
And the world.
Yeah, and the world would have been better off. But try telling that to somebody. You know, you can't communicate these issues to people. Ron Paul did a great job. I saw, again, the clip from him on Bill Maher from a couple months ago. It's up on YouTube.
Oh, God.
Bill Maher cornered him on the Civil War, or he tried to corner him, and Ron Paul made a decent case against the Civil War, and Bill Maher just went right over his head. Bill Maher kept joking about it for the rest of the entire interview.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're still against the Civil War. You know, so that's a crazy position.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It is. It's not a ridiculous position. Bill Maher's ridiculous.
No, it's ridiculous. Bill Maher is ridiculous.
Vincent, any other thoughts?
Oh, just reminding everyone again, check out meetup.com. Look for groups in your area. Get organized.
I believe there's a link right on the bottom of Ron Paul's website at ronpaul2008.com.
Oh, really?
I believe there's a meetup link right there.
Okay,
so
great.
I would go that way. Thanks, Vincent. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Anybody else want to comment on the... that whole situation.
Well, you know, he had some really short soundbite issues when you start explaining, you know, how United States intervention in World War One affected, you know, the outcome of World War Two, United States intervention in, you know, sort of Eastern politics over there with Japan and that kind of thing caused Mao Zedong to come to power. You know, our participation in World War Two caused the communists to come to power in Europe and you know, Russia and that general vicinity. I don't know. There's sort of soundbitey. I think that some people could get that. I don't know.
It certainly won't be lost on everyone, but the Civil War explanation was definitely lost on Bill Maher. And
well, it's because Bill Maher doesn't have any desire whatever to see Ron Paul's point of view. It's Bill Maher's microphone. Bill Maher's also a comedian. Remember,
right?
It's,
and
he's
he
a funny
turned it
guy.
Into a joke.
And,
right.
And it's easy. It's easy. I mean, I don't know. Suppose somebody came on the show and started talking about the Flat Earth Society on the internet, and you know, was making good points. It's not our job to listen to them and their Flat Earth points. It's our job to make fun of them.
Got it. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, but I think a lot of people are going to respond in the way that Bill Maher did. I mean, even though, yes, Bill Maher is a comedian and all that, I think a lot of people, it's going to just whiz right by him, and they're going to say, whoa, that's not what I learned in history class.
Yeah, and it's hard for, I know, a lot of people... the Civil War was fought here in America, but for World War I and World War II, we didn't sustain damage here in America. We were protected by the two oceans on either side.
What about Hawaii?
Well, sure.
I know. Well, in both cases, they've done the historians.
I made a good explanation for that last night.
In both cases, the historians have done a fine job of whitewashing the true realities of both of those
mm-hmm.
cases. More on the way. You take control. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway, and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. It's 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, including updates. You just get signed up. We clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
So let's talk about a perverted state trooper. Where is this out of, Toby?
This is from Tennessee, out of ABC News.
Now, state troopers are your best protection, or at least that's what a bumper sticker says. Right. Which, by the way, I find very laughable. I mean, on the scale of state protection agencies, from federal to state to local, what? The state troopers are my best protection?
Hey, don't they usually just give tickets?
That's pretty much all they do. Yeah,
they respond
pull over
to
a drunk driver and respond to an accident, but as far as protecting me is concerned, what? I mean, the local cops have a better chance of responding to any sort of situation than the state troopers, and even they aren't very good protection.
I suppose
me and my guns are the best protection.
Let me take up the state trooper's side on this. I'm not saying this is right, but here's what their argument would be, is you spend a great deal of time on the road. Cars are the, a big killer. I don't know what's the number one killer or anything like that. I think it's actually lung cancer, heart disease.
Heart attack, yeah.
Something like that. But cars kill a lot of people. It's a very dangerous place to be, everybody rolling around in these two-ton death machines. And we, the state troopers, by our very existence, keep law and order on the road. And if we weren't around, everybody would be carooming and careening, driving cattywampus all over the place. Mm. They'd be going the wrong way on one-way streets. It'd be utter chaos without us, the state troopers.
Yeah.
Well,
still got to disagree with the bumper sticker.
Okay, fine.
All right, so what happened to this guy?
Well, Porn Stars blog has Tennessee trooper in hot water. This from ABC News. A Tennessee highway patrol has suspended a trooper who allegedly received a sexual favor from a porn star and recorded the act with a camera from his cruiser in return for ignoring possession of illegal painkillers. The woman, who goes by the stage name Barbie Cummings, said that on a traffic stop on May 7th,
this crap up.
Trooper James Randy Moss found illegal painkillers in her car, but decided not to bust the Knoxville woman in return for a sexual favor.
Decided.
Now Moss is on paid administrative leave pending an investigation
nice
by Tennessee
paid,
Department
you get the vacation,
of Safety.
Using, is it, was it a government video camera that he used?
Oh, yes.
A government video camera to record himself getting a favor from a porn star in return for not busting her for drugs.
So he's not
paid
only
vacation.
He's not doing his job.
It's amazing what the union works out for these guys.
That's amazing. I wish my job was like this. The incident came to the attention of officials when someone filed an internal complaint against the veteran trooper, according to the Tennessee Highway Patrol spokesperson. A blog maintained by the woman, which recounts sordid details of the alleged escapade, has drawn additional attention to the case, and the department is investigating whether Moss has violated the law. The woman.
Wait, Moss is the
Moss is the trooper.
The trooper, okay.
Yes, and he may have violated the law.
I was concerned there for a moment they were investigating whether the woman violated the law by posting the details on her blog.
Well, he actually
I'd like
gave
to give
that
to her.
The woman who, in an interview with ABC News, would only reveal her actual first name, Justice, posted on the entry May 7, the date alleged offense. She said that she was pulled over around 1 a.m. on a Tennessee highway for driving 92 in a 70-mile-an-hour zone. In the blog, Justice writes, after pulling her over, the trooper found her happy pills while searching her car. Justice does not specify Moss's name in the blog.
Mm-hmm.
The trooper explained that the punishment for the narcotics possession would likely prevent her from leaving the state, at which point Justice said she began to get very upset and cried. He wanted to know why.
That's usually all you have to do if you're a lady. I mean, in many cases, the crying routine will actually get you some sympathy from some cop.
I don't know. It's not like it's never been tried before. It's tired, and a lot of cops I don't think it'll work on.
I don't know.
I'm not saying all of them.
My girlfriend said it's worked for her.
Right. It does still work on some cops.
Well, you know, crying is free. Give it a shot.
Absolutely.
Well, this cop wanted to have an explanation for the crying. She said she told him that she was a porn star under contract, and she must travel from Knoxville to Los Angeles once a month for porn scenes.
Exactly.
And what does that have to do with?
Well, she has to leave the state, and he told her that with the painkiller bus that she won't be allowed to leave. Exactly. She said that the two then moved inside Moss's cruiser, where she said he asked about the website that she was on. She gave him the domain name for her blog, and the two of them watched clips from two of her movies on the laptop in his cruiser.
On the police laptop.
Exactly. They have high speed in there.
They would.
Then the trooper took the handful of pills and scattered them in the brush next to the interstate. After that, she claims he asked her to follow her to a secluded place where she performed oral sex while he allegedly took photographs and short video clips using the handheld camera from the cruiser.
Amazing.
Justice Schiff said she didn't want to get Moss into trouble and suspects he incriminated himself by talking about the incident. She said he called her the next day after the traffic stop and asked if he could share the details with his co-workers. Not a good idea.
They hire the brightest and the best.
She said
he was just so proud of himself.
Oh, yeah. This is even better. She said the trooper also emailed her the photos and video, which she promptly posted on her blog. Justice said she has few regrets about what she did. And as for Moss, who could not be reached for comment, she said she feels some sympathy, but insisted that he brought the situation upon himself.
Yeah, no doubt. Wait, what? Does it give her website?
No, it does not. Okay. Idea. He's not necessarily being punished for the act itself, but he did do it. He did go to the adult website on the computer that was assigned to him, and he did do it while he was on duty.
Yeah,
Justice said.
I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to be doing that during the work day. It's
not a good idea.
Justice also says he made all these decisions as a grown up. There was no coercing or nothing. There is a chance, though, that the two may meet again when Justice attends the court date next month. Despite the alleged tryst, she still received a $180 speeding ticket from Mom.
What a chip!
I know it!
That's so amazing.
Yeah, that guy has got some cojones, for sure.
Perhaps he was just trying to cover himself as far as
For the pullover?
Yeah,
he was gone for quite a while there.
Good point. And they can really take their sweet time when writing those tickets, you know? Just to get a ticket out of a cop can take 20 to 30 minutes.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
Because they'll just sit. What they do is they pull you over, and they get your license and registration immediately, and then they just sit back in their air-conditioned car and...
And you always wonder what they're doing.
Surf the internet,
yeah,
whatever.
Much.
Not
toss
sure what
one
they're
off.
Doing.
Yeah, but a $180 ticket after, I don't know, I'd be very upset if I was her, and she seems
well,
pretty
maybe
happy
the ticket,
about it.
I don't know. I'm shocked that she didn't post his name on the internet. Maybe the fact that she posted those on that online had something to do with the $180 ticket. Maybe she would have kept it quieter if he hadn't given her that ticket. But then again, he was the one blabbing it around to his buddies at the station. And, hey, what's going to come of this, though?
Do you think he'll actually lose his job?
I doubt it. He's got a paid vacation. They'll probably shuffle him to a different part of the department. If you find out more, we'd love to know what the rest of the story is. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, including the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's the listener-editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 18th through the 24th at Porkfest. That's about a month away now. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, in addition to hearing and discussing the progress in the future of the Free State Project. And there's a lot more going on there from what I understand. This is going to be my first year going to Porkfest, and yours as well, Mark. And Toby, mm-hmm. Didn't you tell us it's going to be yours too?
Yeah, my second year, actually.
A second year, okay. So you know what to expect then. There's vendor tables and games and
all sorts of good fun.
Activities. And
it's at a different location than I was last year, but I believe there's still a swimming pool and stuff at this next one?
I think so. This one's a little more close to civilization, apparently.
Right.
So it's a little more convenient for people. So looking forward to that. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Of course, Mark and I will be there on behalf of Free Talk Live. We're going to do the Saturday show live from Porkfest. And you're going to be doing Free Minds TV there.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a two-hour special, actually.
It won't be live, but it'll be taped. Right. But it will air live on the television, which is pretty cool. So if you want to get involved in that, head over to Porkfest at porkfest.com. So let's see here. We're talking about the police and sex. And what happened was there was a state trooper who pulled a lady over for speeding. Turns out she had some, what was it, oxys or something like that?
It said painkillers.
Presumably oxycodones or hydrocodones, something with that in it. In the car with her, which apparently they weren't hers. And so that's a big deal. I mean, that's like a felony charge. If you've got painkillers or you've got prescription drugs that are not yours, they're going to charge you with a felony. And right. So the cop had quite a bit of leverage over this lady. Of course, cops always have leverage. They've got guns. But in this case, he managed to convince her. She happened to be a porn star. But he managed to convince this lady to go on the side of the road with him and give him a little bit of sexual favor, so to speak. And he brilliantly decided to film and photograph the occasion. And then
with a government camera.
Right.
And he still probably would have gotten away with it
if he hadn't have gone and blabbed to his peers about the station. Hey, guess what I got from a porn star yesterday? It was fabulous.
Yep.
And here's the video to prove it.
So he's gotten in a bit of trouble, but not a lot. He's just on a paid vacation, basically, while they're reviewing the case, which, of course, what they'll probably do is they'll wait for the media hubbub or whatever amount of it there is over this. Was it Tennessee?
Yeah.
In Tennessee to die down, and they'll just bring him back and put him back out on patrol. If there's a lot of media attention still when they're done reviewing the case, they'll probably put him on a desk job for a while or something like that, and then put him back out in the force later on down the line after it's all sort of blown over. Because it's very rare for the police to actually get in trouble for the things that they do. It happens. There are instances where it does happen, but not very likely. All right, a little bit of good news for you here. From KLBJ 590 in, I think it's Austin. A federal judge Monday blocked enforcement of a voter-endorsed ordinance preventing apartment rentals to most illegal immigrants in the Dallas suburb of, Farmers Branch, which we talked about last week on the show. They had voted 68% of people in that community voted for this regulation that was to force landlords to check the immigration status of people that were applying to rent their houses or their apartments. The ordinance was to take effect on Tuesday, more than a week after the voters approved it. Opponents had filed three requests in federal court for an injunction to stop its enforcement. It requires managers to verify that renters are U.S. citizens or legal immigrants before leasing to them. With some exceptions, violators face a fine of up to $500, and each day would be considered a separate violation. Whoa.
That adds up quickly.
Only the federal government can determine whether a person is in the United States legally, wrote U.S. District Judge Sam Lindsay. Instead of deferring to federal officials, Farmers Branch has created its own classification to determine which non-citizens may rent an apartment, the judge ruled. Lindsay also wrote that the city appeared to have used federal regulations on housing benefits for non-citizens to define who may rent an apartment in the city. Quote, the court recognizes that illegal immigration is a major problem in this country, and one who asserts otherwise ignores reality. The court also fully understands the frustration of cities attempting to address a national problem that the federal government should handle. However, such frustration, no matter how great, cannot serve as a basis to pass an ordinance that conflicts with federal law. So, it has been struck down, which is a little bit of good news.
Mm-hmm.
We try to bring you the good news when it's out there. It's just not a lot of it. Unfortunately, I wish that we were overwhelmed with good news about freedom winning and tyranny being on the decline. Unfortunately, it's just not that way in most cases. 800-259-9231. I don't know if they're going to appeal this particular thing. The city had not been served with the lawsuit. Also, let's see, a federal lawsuit was filed in Dallas on behalf of three Latino voters who lived in Farmers Branch. And that's about it for that story. Sexual slavery is also something we had talked about. It sort of ties into the porn star being sort of enslaved on the side of the road. It's sort of a bit of slavery, don't you think? I mean, the cop has power over her. The cop has a gun. The cop has the ability to put her in a jail cell and charge her with crimes. And she, in return, gave up some sexual favors in order to get out of some of that.
Yeah, it's not like she was forced to have these oxycodones or whatever with her. She didn't have to have those things. No, she wasn't forced to have to do that. That was an exchange, is what that was. It was an exchange, brought about by
a position of a man in a position of power.
He has right. He wouldn't have had the ability to make the change if he hadn't been in the power in that position of power.
Well, according to ABC News, to those who traffic in humans, the slaves are nothing but cargo, undocumented workers. And this is sort of another side of the immigration situation that we haven't really discussed on Free Talk Live. we've talked about people coming over here surreptitiously and under the cover of night and by a coyote and that sort of thing, but we haven't really talked about all the different ways that those people work when they get here. Sex slavery is one of them. Undocumented workers lured to the United States with the promise of a better life often end up being sold in slavery. The trackers take extraordinary measures to get workers inside the United States. Some come hidden in shipping containers, stashed under the flatbeds of pickup trucks, or packed like sardines in the trunks of cars. Others are even rolled up in carpets. These are all real examples. Wow. Real life. Smugglers and those who traffic slaves prey on the desperate. It's almost always based upon a vulnerability, poverty, despair, poor education, little prospects, said the assistant attorney in charge of the Civil Rights Division. Again, everyone trying to reach for the brass ring, and that is America for many people across the world. And so when they get a hope of an opportunity to do something significant like make a life for themselves, in many cases to help bring money back to the family that they're leaving behind, they jump on it, and they're led by deceit to come to America, and then all the promises are broken. In an effort to crack down on smugglers, the Justice Department has set up 42 task forces nationwide. From 2001 to 2006, the department prosecuted 360 people for human trafficking and modern-day slavery, a 300% increase over the past 6 years. So it's a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a real reason why it's a real problem. In fact, it's the reasons are twofold. One, prostitution is illegal in the United States. Two, immigration, without jumping through a bunch of hoops, is illegal in the United States. And we'll get into that in a moment here. But to date, the government has helped more than 1,000 victims from 72 countries escape the smuggling industry, which is called here a multi-billion dollar smuggling industry that fuels modern-day slavery. The numbers are staggering. Government estimates say 800,000 people are bought, sold, and smuggled worldwide annually. As many as 18,000 of those 800,000 make their way to the United States from all corners of the world, from at least 72 countries. Dozens of smuggling rings identified by the government traffic people in the United States, part of what is a multi-million dollar black market industry. Ding, ding, ding. There you go.
It's a huge number.
It's the black market. As soon as you prohibit a product or a service, in this case, this is a service that is normally offered between two consenting adults, because you can hire in a free marketplace where sex is a legal product to sell, you can hire someone that's going to allow you to push them around a little bit, that's going to allow you to have them as your slave for 2 hours or for a night or whatever. That sort of service would be available because there are people that are demanding it. Inevitably, some women will provide that. And so that'll we'll come back and talk about this more. And I know it sounds iconoclastic, and it is. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Do you know how cheap you can go solar for under $1,200 now?
Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including the AMP program. That's not a free feature. The AMP program is the unfree feature on the website, but everything else is free. But what I want you to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, but it is a voluntary option. Basically, the idea is simple. If you like Free Talk Live, you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible and as fast as possible, then send us $3 a month, as are doing over 380 of our listeners. For, again, as little as $3 a month, that's less than the price of a cup of coffee, you could really make a difference with Free Talk Live, because we take that money and we turn it around into advertising the show and getting the show out there so more people can hear the message of freedom. If that's valuable to you and you want to get yourself access to some of the AMP perks, like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, and forum, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Read about how we're spending the money. I think you'll find it pretty impressive. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about slavery, sexual slavery, and other forms of slavery. Slavery that is available right here in the good old United States. It's a result, a direct result, of prohibition on immigration. Now, okay, I know you're saying that, oh, well, immigration is not prohibited in America. Well, it pretty much is. I mean, if you're someone who's poor in another country and you want to come to the United States, you're going to have some money. Because the whole process of becoming a citizen, the legal process, is an arduous, paperwork-filled, and fine and fee-filled process.
Don't forget the lawyers. You're going to be sidetracked, backtracked, and put on the back burner if you don't have an immigration attorney.
And that's going to cost you through the nose.
Yeah, sure.
So, again, if you can't afford to come here, you're pretty much SOL. But that doesn't stop people from still wanting to come here, and those people are willing to do what it takes in order to get here. In many cases, if they've got a little bit of money, less than the amount that the legal process costs, like maybe $1,500, they'll spend that with a coyote, and the coyote will get them across the border, and hopefully they'll live through the experience. Some cases they die of overheating in the back of a truck or something like that, but at least when they get to America, they're let go and they're free to go out and do whatever they want, so long as, you know, they don't get caught by ICE. But then there's the other level of people that come here, those who live in other countries that don't have enough for the coyotes. What happens to them? You think they want to stay in the lousy place where they live? They've been told that America is the land of the free. They've been told that there's all kinds of opportunities here. And so they get sold a bill of goods by these coyotes, these smugglers, human smugglers. And they're allowed to come to America, the United States, for free. But they then have to pay a much, much bigger price when they get here. In fact, in many cases, they're lied to about what's going to happen to them when they get here. And they discover that, oh, surprise, you're being forced to work in an underground brothel. As these people work. Kim, this is, again, one of the government people saying, this may be the second or third most lucrative underground activity in the world. In 2005, the government convicted members of the Carreto smuggling cartel of promising scores of poor women from Mexico marriage and a chance for a better life in America, only to then force them into sexual slavery in Queens and Brooklyn, New York.
How do they do this? I mean, the women go with them, and they're away from where they're used to. I can kind of get that. And then they're
scared. Really, really scared.
So, girls, you have the opportunity to, I mean, they could, I'm sure they can
escape,
right?
People. These are, I've read some articles that talk about how these are not, the coyotes are not very nice people.
Oh,
they're
hell
not,
no.
They're not someone
they're
who you want to just be like, oh, I don't want to work in a brothel. They don't give you the option.
I understand what you're saying, but to run that kind of operation, I mean, you have to, it's not like you can pick up 10 girls, throw them in a truck, and disappear overnight. I mean, this is a static operation in one place geographically. You know, running a brothel, it seems to me,
in one place? I mean, they can have brothels in different cities. You're saying the brothel itself is
what
static?
What I'm saying, right, the brothel itself is static.
They can move it around.
They could move it around,
but not
quickly. Okay, once you start moving it around, your security is compromised. The girls can get away and that kind of thing.
Well, you move. Okay.
Right, I'm just saying some awful things. I've seen
a very difficult operation.
They can go after family members of other people who are in the other countries still. That's a little bit of security that they get.
Or they can at least threaten to do that, and that's probably all they'll need to do, is to scare these ladies that are, or in some cases, guys. The women, in fact, they go into the coercive tactics used here. The women, some of them forced to work in a filthy brothel, told to charge Johns $25 to $35, of which they didn't see a penny. And according again to ABC News, they were also beaten to keep them under control, and their movements were restricted. This kind of modern-day slavery is hard to imagine in the United States. I think these cases are so painful to see, and it's often hard for the victims to recognize that they're even victims, said another government bureaucrat, the government pretending to care here. It's disgusting, Meyer said. These organizations are run by some of the very worst criminals in our society. They treat human beings as cargo, as commodities to prey upon for a simple profit. Now, I find that a bit ironic that the government people would make that statement.
They don't see it that way.
No, of course they don't see it that way. But what the government does is only a few degrees different from what the human smugglers do.
You can make the case, but these people that work for the government simply do not see it that way.
Of course not. They see themselves as being heroes. Some victims become slaves because they're too poor to pay for their smuggling transport fees. 7 years ago, Jose Martinez, formerly of Mexico, was toiling in a Florida slave camp's tomato fields from dusk to dawn. He told ABC News that a smuggler sold him for $350. Each night, Martinez's captors locked him in a trailer with 28 other workers. So that's where you get to stay, Mark, is in a room or a trailer.
Each night?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just... These guys don't have the opportunity like a prison to put up fences, barbed wire,
okay.
Guard trucks, that kind of thing.
Didn't stop them from being under constant watch and under threat of violence. He did finally manage to run away after 4 months of captivity. There are people that do get away, but they're so beaten into submission that they're scared to death of leaving their captors. In a similar Florida slavery case, Ramiro Ramos and his brother Juan were sentenced to 15 years in prison in 2004 for enslaving farm workers who worked from sunup till sundown. Hundreds of undocumented workers have been warned they would be shot if they tried to leave. They had been told that if you tried to leave, you'd be fed to the alligators, and they heard that people had been beaten, said one of the coordinators.
Oh, I'm sure that if they catch these guys trying to leave, that they're more than willing to sacrifice, you know, to kill that guy off to show the rest of them.
And they probably do it in front of the other people.
Oh, I'm absolutely certain that they do such a thing.
You're supposed to go into a place with wages and good working conditions. In this situation, people had no freedom of movement due to the extreme atmosphere of coercion, of violence, of fear that they were going to be killed. The traffickers used not only violence to control slaves, but also the threat of deportation and arrest. Undocumented workers are often told they'll be sent to prison and face even worse conditions. According to the managing attorney of Break the Chain, a resource group for enslaved persons, they said the psychological coercion is a huge factor. Physical coercion, rapes, beatings, sexual assault, locking people in closets, it all definitely happens. But the primary tool, one of the first tools that they use, is psychological coercion, isolating people, scaring people, and putting major fear in people. So the victims stay hidden. And it's very difficult to actually uncover these operations. Now, once again, and there's a little bit more to this story, and we'll post the full thing online at bbs.freetalklive.com later for you. But once again, this all goes back to prohibition. If it were not for the government rules against immigration, if it were not for the government rules against prostitution, none of this would be going on, or very, very little. Because as far as sex slaves are concerned, with a free market in prostitution, there'd be all manner of prostitutes available out there in a wide variety of quality and prices, although quality would trend towards the higher end. The prices would come down, they'd be more affordable, and there'd be no profit motive in it for the gangs. The gangs wouldn't be able to make money off of sex slaves anymore.
Yeah, they're doing it for 25, 30 bucks a pop. I mean, that's dirt cheap already.
Right, so. And the girls aren't getting anything out of
right.
it.
Oh, I'm sure they're not.
I mean, in a free marketplace, girls could go into business for themselves. They would not need pimps. They would not need gangsters to set up the deals. And they'd be able to keep all the profits for themselves. And they'd be able to compete. They'd be able to offer very customized services, especially even sick, weird stuff. That would be on the marketplace as well.
No, I don't think that legalizing prostitution would make this go away. What the problem here is the prohibition against people, immigration. That's the problem.
It's both
here.
Of it. It's both,
if
Mark.
Not both of them.
Well, they have to be able to make money from their slaves.
Understood.
And they can only make so much money picking tomatoes. It's a lot better to put them into sex slavery.
Understood. But likely that if you legalize prostitution, their services would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 an hour, or $100 a visit. These girls here aren't working for something like that.
You don't. How can you predict what prostitutes will cost, Mark?
Because I can see what things work. What things cost right now. I know what strippers cost. No,
that's not even the same thing, Mark.
This is a prohibition against immigration is the issue here, not the prohibition
against
both, prostitution.
It's both issues, Mark, and I don't think it's fair to ignore the prostitution side of this because women are being sold into sex slavery. And the fact is, in the marketplace, people would be able to compete and prices would come down. Using Nevada as an example of what the free market would be like is not fair because it's one example. We'll come back with more. Hour three, hour three's on the way. This is free time.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Did you know?